CliffCentral.com.
Because it goes back to my whole plan about having a license. But it must be such a way, right?
A license
to parent.
But a license to smack your kid. It's like you get a crayfish license. You're allowed to catch crayfish for a certain time. It must be this big, and that works. It keeps things in the balance.
Right.
So what you need to do is have this move, right? This is what it should be. You have to raise your dominant hand, and you have to shout discipline. And with your other hand, you're allowed to smack your child once. Because if you do that, you're not going to obviously, because when you grab someone, you can really hurt them. Okay, so now your dominant hand's in the air, so that's been rendered useless. Okay. And you have to just declare discipline.
And then that gets your brain into the right place. Because
you've declared it.
So if you declared discipline, but you also have to have a witness.
Exactly. So you've gone through the act, it's been declared. This is not you just having a shit fit. And then if someone was a question, it's saying, look, you know, can I see your discipline card, please? And there it is. You can just trap it onto your driver's license. I am entitled to beat my child where... when necessary.
So is that the move that we're deciding on?
Yes.
Now, because I don't know,
you've got to declare the word discipline in your own language, of course.
Yeah.
Oh,
doesn't have to be
11 official languages,
11 official languages.
In South Africa, yes.
You declare loudly discipline. Yeah. And with your non-dominant hand you can make a strike.
Discipline.
You can make a strike towards your child, not in the face though.
Is it just me though, or are there subtle differences between how mums and dads discipline their children? Like for me, like, moms always seem to be able to find something nearby quite quickly.
Yes.
Like, whether it's a shoe or, like, whatever, they just grab onto something and that is now what they're using to hit you.
Right.
Whereas dads really are more like, now go to my room and fetch the belt.
Exactly. And that's a little hardcore, but now they can embrace the system. Now they can embrace a university accepted.
Okay.
See, all right. There'll always be loopholes here. Like, for example, I know that this will just allow some parents to be very creative with how they go about, you know, dealing with their kids. Some parents will give their kids a bowl of pegs, you know, clothes pegs, and say, here, go and play. You know, a little two-year-old will put a peg on their lips, put a little peg on their fingers, end up ruining themselves.
Sounds like psychopathic, sir.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll just get creative. If I can't smack my kids, then, oh, sorry, my foot was just a bit, you know, in front of me, and then the kid just happened to trip.
The child like, just fell in the pool by mistake.
Well, the more you talk, the more my plan actually makes sense. But
all
also,
right.
I mean, like, some very basic physical correctness, let's call it, passes, okay? You get a bit of a burn in the arm, whatever. But if your kids have to then listen to you manipulate them verbally, going, well, you've done that today, so now you are actually a horrible person.
I would not want to. I'd rather get a smack. Yeah.
All that voice crap.
The guilt.
About, you have let your family down today, Stephen.
Yeah. Look, I have to
just
be honest.
Smack him. Discipline. There. And Stephen will go, okay, I'm being a bit of a dick.
CliffCentral.com.